ننتظر قيامة الأموات وحياة الدهر الآتي. آمين. يا حامل الله، حامل خطية العالم كله، نسألك يا رب اسمعنا وارحمنا، اغفر لنا خطايانا. آمين.
كي لا يسون، كي لا يسون يا رب ارحم. اسمعنا وارحمنا. كي ليسون، كي ليسون امرسي
O God, the Father, the Contemplator, Holy Trinity, have mercy on us. O Lord, God of hosts, be with us. We have no help in our hardship and tribulation, but you absolve, forgive, and remit, O God, our transgressions, those which we have committed willingly, and those which have committed unwillingly, those which have committed knowingly, and those which have committed unknowingly, the hidden and the manifest. O Lord, forgive us for the sake of your holy name, which is called upon us. Let it be according to you, Lord, and not according to our sins.
Us, Lord, we pray to you, and pray our Father, for
heaven. Heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth, and give us a day our daily bread, forgive us our trespasses, as those who trespass against us, and lead us not into
سلاما وبنيانا لكنيسة الله الواحد الوحيد المقدسة الجامع الرسولي. آمين. Remember, O Lord, those who have brought unto you these gifts, those on whose behalf they have been brought, and those by whom they have been brought. Give them all the heavenly
Antigo,
Aaron Focos and the Faring Aaron, Kimpai Egos, one Vanim Neon, Tiron Tepen Ankh, Ken Hirin in Even, in Jayam Lugratum, or Shoy Sepenuti,
Joseph exhausted.
The Father of our Lord God and Savior Jesus Christ, we thank you for every condition concerning every condition and every condition. For you have guarded us, helped us, guarded us, accepted us, you spared us, supported us, and brought us to this hour.
Pray that God have mercy and compassion upon us. Hear us, help us, and accept the supplication and the prayers of his saints for that which is good on our behalf at all times, and make us worthy to partake of the communion of his holy and blessed mysteries for the remission of our sins.
Lord, have mercy.
Min aglinadan asana natlub min salahik ya muhibb al-banshar. نحن نكمل هذا اليوم المقدس وكل أيام حياتنا بكل سلام مع مخافتك كل حسد وكل تجربة وكل فعل الشيطان ومعاملة الناس الأشرار وقيام الأعداء الخفيين والظاهرين انزعج عنا وعن سائر شعبك عن هذه المائدة المقدسة عن هذه الكنيسة المقدسة التي لك أما الصالحات والنفعات فارزقنا إياها لأنك أنت الذي أعطيتنا سلطان الندوس على الحياة والعقارب وعلى كل قوة عدو ولا تكون
May you serve and the minister of this day, the hegumen, the priest, the deacon, the all the clergy, the people, and my weak soul be upflowed from the mouth of the Holy Trinity, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, from the mouth of the one only Holy Catholic and Apostolic Church, from the mouth of the 12 apostles, from the mouth of the beholder of God, the evangelist, Amar, the apostle and martyr, the patriarch and severest archer, the discourse and ascension apostolic, St. Peter, the holy martyr and high priest, St. John Chrysostom, St. Cyrus, St. Basil the Gregory, from the mouth of the 318 siblings and Nicaea, the 150 at Constantinople and 200 Ephesus, from the mouth of our honored father, the high priest, Baba Ambatawadros II, and his partner, our father, the Bishop Ambabulus. ومن فم حقارتي وضعفي لأنه مبارك مملوء مجلس اسم القدوس والآب والابن الروح القدس الآن وكل أوان وإلى ظهر الدهور كلها.
Señor, ten Servant of our Lord Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, appointed to the gospel of God. A reading from the first epistle of our teacher Paul to the Corinthians. May his holy blessings be with us. Amen. Am I not an apostle? Am I not free? Have I not seen Jesus Christ our Lord? Are you not my work in the Lord? If I am not an apostle to others, yet doubtless I am to you. For you are the seal of my apostleship in the Lord. My defense to those who examine me is this. Do we have no right to eat and drink? Do we have no right to take along a believing wife, as do also the other apostles, the brothers of the Lord and Cephas? Or is it only Barnabas and I who have no right to refrain from working? Whoever goes to war at his own expense, who plants a vineyard and does not eat of its fruit? Or who tends a flock and does not drink of the milk of the flock? Do I say these things as a mere man, or does not the law say the same also? For it is written in the law of Moses, you shall not muzzle an ox while it treads out the grain. Is it oxen God is concerned about? Or does he say it altogether for our sakes? For our sakes, no doubt, this is written, that he who plows should plow in hope, and he who threshes in hope should be partaker of his hope. If we have sown spiritual things for you, is it a great thing if we reap your material things? If others are partakers of this right over you, are we not even more? Nevertheless, we have not used this right, but endure all things, lest we hinder the gospel of Christ. Do you not know that those who minister the holy things eat of the things of the temple, and those who serve at the altar partake of the offerings of the altar? Even so, the Lord has commanded that those who preach the gospel should live from the gospel. But I've used none of these things, nor have I written these things that it should be done so to me. For it would be better for me to die than anyone should make my boasting void. For if I preach the gospel, I have nothing to boast of, for necessity is laid upon me. Yes, woe is me if I do not preach the gospel. For if I do this willingly, I have a reward. But if against my will, I've been entrusted with a stewardship. What is my reward then? That when I preach the gospel, I may present the gospel of Christ without charge, that I may not abuse my authority in the gospel. For though I'm free from all men, I have made myself a servant to all, that I might win the more. And to the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might win Jews. To those who are under the law, as under the law, that I might win those who are under the law. To those who are without law, as without law, not being without law toward God, but under law toward Christ, that I might win those who are without law. To the weak I became as weak, that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. Now this I do for the gospel's sake, that I may be partaker of it with you. Do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus, not with uncertainty. Thus I fight, not as one who beats the air. But I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified. The grace of God the Father be with you all. Amen.
الكاثوليكون من رسالة بطرس الأولى بركاته وتكون معنا أمين. بطرس رسول يسوع المسيح إلى المتغربين من شتات بانتوس وغلاطية وكابدوكية وآسيا وبيثينية المختارين بمقتضى علم الله الآب السابق في تقديس الروح للطاعة ورش دم يسوع المسيح لتكثر لكم النعمة والسلام. مبارك الله أبو ربنا يسوع المسيح الذي حسب رحمته الكثيرة ولدنا ثانية لرجاء حي بقيامة يسوع المسيح من الأموات لميراث لا يفنى ولا يتدنس ولا يضمحل محفوظ في السماوات لأجلكم أنتم الذين بقوة الله محروسون بإيمان لخلاص مستعد أن يعلن في الزمان الأخير الذي به تبتهجون مع أنكم الآن إن كان يجب تحزنون يسيرا بتجارب متنوعة لكي تكون تزكية إيمانكم وهي أثمن من الذهب الفاني مع أنه يمتحن بالنار توجد للمدح والكرامة والمجد عند استعلان يسوع المسيح الذي وإن لم تروه تحبونه ذلك وإن كنتم لا ترونه الآن لكن تؤمنون به فتبتهجون بفرح لا ينطق به ومجيد نائلين غاية إيمانكم خلاص النفوس الخلاص الذي فتش وبحث عنه أنبياء الذين تنبأوا عن النعمة التي لأجلكم باحثين أي وقت أو ما الوقت الذي كان يدل عليه روح المسيح الذي فيهم إذ سبق فشهد بالآلام التي للمسيح والأمجاد التي بعدها الذين أعلن لهم أنهم ليس لأنفسهم بل لنا كانوا يخدمون بهذه الأمور التي أخبرتم بها أنتم الآن بواسطة الذين بشروكم في الروح القدس المرسل من السماء التي تشتهي الملائكة أن تتطلع عليها لا تحب العالم ولا أشياء في العالم لأن العالم يمضي وشهواته والذي يصنع إرادة الله يدوم إلى الأبد أمين
Yeah. Of our Father, the pure apostles, who were invested with the grace of the Holy Spirit, may their blessings be with us all. Amen. And through the hands of the apostles, many signs and wonders were done among the people, and they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch. Yet none of the rest dared join them, but the people esteemed them highly. And believers were increasingly added to the Lord, multitudes of both men and women. So that they brought the sick out into the streets and laid them on beds and couches, that at least the shadow of Peter passing by might fall on some of them. Also a multitude gathered from the surrounding cities to Jerusalem, bringing sick people and those who were tormented by unclean spirits, and they were all healed. Then the high priest rose up, and all those who were with him, which is the sect of the Sadducees, and they were filled with indignation, and laid their hands on the apostles and put them in the common prison. But at night, an angel of the Lord opened the prison doors and brought them out and said, "Go, stand in the temple and speak to the people all the words of this life." And when they heard that, they entered the temple early in the morning and taught. But the high priest and those with him came and called the council together with all the elders of the children of Israel and sent to the prison to have them brought. The word of the Lord shall grow, multiply, be mighty, and be confirmed in the holy church of God. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen.
Today is the fifth day of blessed month of Abib. May God begin in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sin and iniquity are forgiven through the blood and mercy of our Lord, O my Father, my brethren, amen. On this day, the Church celebrates the Feast of the Pure Apostles. For on this day of the year 67 AD, the two great St. Peter and St. Paul the Apostles were martyred. St. Peter was born in Bethsaida about the year 13 BC. He was the brother of Andrew, and they worked as fishermen. The Lord Christ and called them to follow him, saying, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." They immediately left their nets and followed him, and Peter became one of the 12 disciples. When the Lord asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am?" So they said, "Some say John the Baptist, some Elijah, and other Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Simon Peter answered and said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." Peter was asked by those who received the temple tax, "Does your teacher not pay the temple tax?" He said, "Yes." And when he had come into the house, Jesus anticipated him, saying, "Go to the sea, cast in a hook, and take the fish that comes in up first. And when you have opened this mouth, you will find a piece of money. Take it that and give it to them for me and you." St. Peter accompanied the Lord along with James, the son of Zebedee, and John, his brother, in some events at the raising of the daughter of Jairus, the transfiguration on Mount Tabor, and at the Garden of Gethsemane in the night of his passion. Then he denied the Lord Christ during his trials, but he regretted the repenting, so he went out and wept bitterly. The Lord accepted his repentance and assured him of his confidence in his apostleship when he appeared to him along with the disciples on the shore of the Sea of Tiberias after the resurrection and asked him three times, saying, "Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? Tend my sheep." When the Holy Spirit came down upon the disciple and the multitude were amazed from what they had witnessed, Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice, and exhorted those who were present with words inspired by the Holy Spirit. And when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Then Peter said to them, "Repent, and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Then those who gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls were added to them. He preached in Palestine, Phoenicia, Asia Minor, and Antioch. He also went into Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, and Bithynia. At the end of his life, he went to Rome, where Nero ordered to seize him. He ordered to crucify him, who, however, because of his extreme humility, he refused to be crucified as his master and asked to be crucified head down, thus as received the crown of martyrdom. As of St. Paul the Apostle, he was born in the year 5 AD in Tarsus in Asia Minor to Jewish parents. He was of the tribe of Benjamin. His Hebrew name was Saul. His Roman name was Paul. His father was a Pharisee, so he was brought up as a zealous Pharisee. He received a religious education in Jerusalem at the hand of Gamaliel, a teacher of the law. Before his conversion, he harshly persecuted the Christians in Jerusalem. He witnessed the stoning of St. Stephen, the first martyr, and was consenting to his death. Saul made havoc of the church, entering every house and dragging off men and women, committing them to prison. He was not satisfied with persecuting the Christians in Jerusalem. He took letters from the chief priest to the synagogues of Damascus to persecute the Christians there also. On his way to Damascus, the Lord Christ manifested himself to him and guided him to what he must do. He believed in the Lord Christ and was baptized at the hand of Ananias, bishop of Damascus. Afterward, he went for 3 years to the Arabian desert east of Damascus, which he spent in seclusion, contemplation, prayer, and studying the Old Testament with the spirit of the New Testament. He started his ministry about the year 40 AD with three main missionary journeys. He preached in Seleucia, Cyprus, Asia Minor, and Greece. The Jews sized him in Jerusalem, and the commander sent him to Caesarea, where he spent 2 years in prison waiting for his trial. Finally, he appealed to Caesar in Rome. They sent him to Rome, where he dwelt for 2 whole years in his own rented house, and received all who came to him, preaching the kingdom of God and teaching the things which concern the Lord Jesus Christ with all confidence, no one forbidding him. He was released, returned back to his ministry, but soon after he was arrested again, returned to Rome, a prisoner in the year 66 AD. From his prison in Rome, he wrote his last epistle, which was his second epistle to his disciple Timothy, in which he wrote, "For I am ready, being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand." Finally, Nero ordered to behead him with a sword, thus he received the crown of the martyrdom. He wrote 14 epistles out of the 27 books of the New Testament. The blessing of their praise be with us all. Amen. On this day also the church celebrates the martyrdom of Saint Mark, or Marcus, the governor of El Borollos and father of Saint Damiana. After he had weakened and denied the faith of Christ for his fear of losing his earthly position, his daughter Saint Damiana sent him a letter admonishing him for denying the faith and told him, "I wish I had heard that you departed from this world and did not hear that you had abandoned the faith of Christ." He was touched by her words, repented, and went to the rulers confessing the Lord Christ. They tried to appease him, but he was steadfast in his faith. After threatening him much, they beheaded him. Thus he received the crown of the martyrdom. The blessing of his prayer be with us all, and glory be to our God forever. Amen.
إن أنبياءنا أبرارا كثيرين يرون ما أنتم ترون لم يرون يسمعوا ما أنتم تسمعون لم يسمعوا أما أنتم فطوبى لأعينكم لأنها تبصر لأذانكم لأنها تسمع May we be worthy to hear and to act according to your holy gospels through the prayers of your saints.
Pray for the Holy Gospel.
Lord, have mercy.
اذكر ايضا يا سيدنا كل الذين امرونا انصونا ان نذكرهم في سؤالاتنا وتضرعاتنا التي نقدمها اليك يا رب الهنا الذين سبقوا فرقدوا يا رب نيحهم مرضى شعبك اشفيهم لانك انت حياتنا كلنا خلاصنا كلنا رجاؤنا كلنا شفاؤنا كلنا وقيامتنا كلنا أنت الذي نسيت Evangelio to Ananos
سماع الإنجيل المقدس فصل بشارة الإنجيل لمعلمنا لوقا البشير بركاته علينا آمين
انتين صعبا نوانجوا فان ستيروا فان أوراتي رئيس سوار السوسف شيري أما فنوتي تنخ في أعون أفشاني Pinati pin shining him shining to the end of
the year,
والبركات على جميع الأمين. الله الممجد في مشورة القديسين عظيم ومرهوب على جميع الذين حوله. هللويا. مبارك الآتي باسم الرب إله القوات ربنا وإلهنا ومخلصنا وملكنا كلنا يسوع المسيح من الله الحي الذي له المجد الدائم إلى الأبد أمين. وبعد ذلك عين الرب 70 آخرين أيضا وأرسلهم 2 أمام وجهه إلى كل مدينة وموضع حيث كان هو مزمعا أن يأتي. فقال لهم إن الحصاد كثير ولكن الفعلة قليلون، فاطلبوا من رب الحصاد أن يرسل فعلة إلى حصاده. اذهبوا هانا أرسلكم مثل حملان بين ذئاب، لا تحملوا كيسا ولا مزودا ولا أحذية ولا تسلموا على أحد في الطريق. وأي بيت دخلتموه فقولوا أولا سلام لهذا البيت، فإن كان هناك ابن السلام يحل سلامكم عليه وإلا فيرجعوا إليكم. وأقيموا في ذلك البيت آكلين وشاربين مما عندهم، لأن الفاعل مستحق أجرته. لا تنتقلوا من بيت إلى بيت. وأية مدينة دخلتموها وقبلوكم فكلوا مما يقدم لكم، واشفوا المرضى الذين فيها وقولوا لهم قد اقترب منكم ملكوت الله. وأية مدينة دخلتموها ولم يقبلوكم فاخرجوا إلى شوارعها وقولوا حتى الغبار الذي لصق بنا من مدينتكم ننفضه لكم، ولكن اعلموا هذا أنه قد اقترب منكم ملكوت الله. وأقول لكم إنه يكون لسدوم في ذلك اليوم حالة أكثر احتمالا مما لتلك المدينة. ويل لك يا كورازين، ويل لك يا بيت صيدا، لأنه لو صنعت في صورة صيدا القوات المصنوعة فيكما لتابتا قديما جالستين في المسوح والرماد، ولكن صورة صيدا يكون لهما في الدين حالة أكثر احتمال مما لكما. وأنت يا كفر ناحوما مرتفعة إلى السماء ستهبطين إلى الهاوية. الذي أسمع منكم يسمع مني، والذي يرزلكم يرزلني، والذي يرزلني يرزل الذي أرسلني. فرجع 70 بفرح قائلين يا رب حتى الشياطين تخضع لنا باسمك. فقال لهم رأيت الشيطان ساقطا مثل البرق من السماء، هانا أعطيكم سلطانا لتدوسوا الحياة والعقارب وكل قوة العدو ولا يضركم شيء. ولكن لا تفرحوا بهذا أن الأرواح تخضع لكم، بل افرحوا بالحري أن أسماءكم كتبت في السماوات.
المجد لله.
The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today is the 5th of Abib, and we are celebrating the Feast of the Apostle, the martyrdom of St. Paul and St. Peter. And when I was thinking about this feast, I stopped a little bit in the station of St. Paul. This charisma and this personality is totally different. I remember Pope Shenouda the Third when he said before, take when he was a bishop, he said, take all the servant that I have, give me only St. Paul, and I will serve all the world. And he did the same. St. Paul served all the world. And today we will learn and focus more on St. Paul, and let's see some lessons that I have to learn from him. these characteristics and this personality, we have to stop and we have to learn a lot. When I was preparing, and I opened a lot of books, and I found many of the writers wrote about St. Paul, and they said by the end, we wrote a small things about him. We couldn't cover what he did. I would not go through the biography because we already read that in the Synaxarion, but to know only the meaning of Paul, Saul is asked, and Paul is little. I will go direct to the first things that we have to learn from it. Highly focused and goal-oriented. St. Paul, he has a lot of daily activities, but he put in front of his eyes, I am an apostle. So he is very focused in what he's doing. So I have responsibility. For example, if I am a priest, I'm a priest, so I have to take this responsibility and I have to put it in front of my eyes. If I'm a servant, I have to put that and focused, highly focused, in what I am taking. If I am a father of a small family, so I have to take responsibility as a father or as a mother of that. If I am a kid and I have responsibility to study. So I have to take my responsibility as if it's exactly this is what I have. God give me in this period to take this responsibility and I have to focus on it. St. Paul was like that. He put in front of his eyes this ministry. I am an apostle. He said in his epistle, you remember our labor and toil, brother and sisters. We worked night and day so that we might not burden any of you while we proclaim to you the gospel of God. He was working also too as a tent maker. And when he was doing that, he tried to preach. So he's not losing time. We have responsibility here in the world as Christians. We are here in this land for the very purpose. There is a goal that God drew it for us and brought us here as Christians. First of all, I have to thank God about I'm a Christian. The second, I have to put it before my eyes. I am the salt of the world. I am the light of the world. So when I'm go outside the church, I am representing Christ. St. Paul took this word, I am representing Christ, and he preached the word of God. That's why he said, Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel of God. So he has a concept, all or nothing. I will take this all or I'm not doing it all. He's not lukewarm. You remember in the Revelation book when the message come from Jesus, from God to the angel of the church, and he said, you are not cold or hot because you are lukewarm. This is the problem that we are in our spiritual life. We are lukewarm. We are not hot or cold. Even cold, I will try, but it's not. Lukewarm, in between. St. Paul was very strict in his life. All or nothing. So he take it all. This is the first one that I have to learn from St. Paul, the second point. A high sense of urgency. Paul's missionary activity was in constant motion. For example, like he knows he tried to move from city to city, from some group to other group. But he has a high sense of urgency. What does it mean? He knows exactly who need help at the time,
or who need to talk with him, or who need have to go and visit him by himself. Or, for example, send a message to him. It's good for him. He has this high sense of urgency. He tried to exactly know the people, everyone in his mind. But he knows exactly who need what. He said in Romans 1, without ceasing, I remember you always in my prayers. If I take this only word, see how it's here, he wrote that. When St. Paul write anything, he write that from his heart, so he's doing that. Without ceasing, I remember you always in my prayers, asking that by God's will I may somehow at last succeed in coming to you, for I am longing to see you so that I may share with you some spiritual gift to strengthen you. He found that these people in Rome, they need some strength. So they need some support from him. So because there is, maybe he will go to them later on, but he found them very weak at the time. So he sent to them this letter. How many times we find, for example, our friends, family, anyone, and we try to find maybe they need me at that time more than before. So I go and I help. How do I know, for example, that these people, what they want? I have to know, I have to find, ask God to give me this sense of urgency. It's not coming easily to anyone. But I have to contact, to be in contact with God that give me this gift to know. Because God is using me to help the people. Again, God is using me to help the people. So I have to listen to his word. Or rather, so that we may be mutually encouraged by each other's faith. Both yours and mine, I want you to know, brother and sisters, and I have often intended to come to you. The urgency sense, it's derived from two sources. The first one is the consciences of all those he wished to visit. What does it mean? So this sense comes from what? From what? From where? Number one, he has in his mind all the people. Like he's not only focused, for example, in Saloniki or in Rome or, for example, with Timothy. No, everyone in his mind. So you tell me how I can remember all the people that I have in my, for example, community. No, we have to. We have our cell phone now and we have all the contact. And I have to write a note. I remember that. When this is a story about Abu Nabshuri Kamel, he went to the church with Pope Kyrillos, and one day, so when he entered with Pope Kyrillos, and one of, like an elder, a senior man, he asked Abu Nabshuri, please Abu Nabshuri, pray for me. So when Abu Nabshuri entered to the altar, so Pope Kyrillos told him, you know his name? You remember his name? He said, oh, I forgot. So he told him, go back to ask about his name and write the name in a paper, and to go to the altar to pray for him. He asked it from you to pray. We have to write the names that we have. For example, we have to remember, if I heard about someone is sick, or someone in trouble, or someone for whatever, so I have to write his name in my note, and I have to pray. So from his consciences of all this wish to visit, so he has everyone in his mind. And the second point is, the sense of the time available to do this work, very short. St. Paul has this part in his mind. The time is short, and I have to finish everything quickly, very fast. And the time is short. So I have to preach the word of God. I have to help the people. We don't know tomorrow what will happen. That's why we have to know that. I have to put that in the front of our eyes. The last point There's many points actually, but I will take only 3 points only for today. Determined to do whatever it takes. He has his responsibility and take it and do it. His work is serve God. So he's doing a lot of effort to accomplish his mission. And it's not easy at all. It wasn't easy. He faced a lot of issues and problems from inside and outside. If we talk about the faith, go to Athanasius and Discorus. The problems was coming from inside the church. And other martyrs, the troubles came from outside, the persecution. And sometimes we are lazy. If we have responsibility and we face some problems, we say, okay, I'm fed up, it's enough. No, it's not enough for St. Paul. Never. He never fed up. He never stopped his missionary. He never stopped to love the people. Even when he saw, for example, in Rome, the people went away from God. And he sent many messages to them, many letters, and many people he sent to them. He sent the last message to them, he said, "My children." He never stopped service. He never stopped love the people. If you find yourself that there is many people, many troubles in your life that like obstacles to not serve, to not help the people, to not love the people, to not love your whatever who, don't stop. One of the epistles he said, St. Paul, "Through we had already suffered and been shamefully mistreated at Philippi. As you know, we had courage in our God to declare to you the gospel of God in spite of great opposition. For our appeal does not spring from deceit or impure motives or trickery, but just as we have been approved by God to be entrusted with the message of the gospel, even so we speak, not to please mortals, but to please God who tests our heart." He said, we face a lot of issues. He said that I face a lot of problems. And I will tell you also what he said, and you will understand what St. Paul said. In 1 Corinthians, "I have made myself a slave to all, so that I might win more of them. To the weak," this is what we read today. If you remember what we read in the Paul, this is the same part. "To the weak I became weak, so that I might win the weak. I have become all things to all people, that I might be all means save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, so that I may share in its blessing." How I become weak for the weak? How I can become, for example, anything for everyone to win him to God? I'm not the better of anyone. When I talk to anyone, for example, I have to be like him. I'm not talking to the people from other stage or level, other level. I'm talking to the people as the same, like, for example, if he is weak, so I am weak. St. Paul said to the people, "I am a sinner." And we are looking to St. Paul, "You are a sinner?" He said, "Yes, I am a sinner. Because I am like the people. I am a human." And he tried to convince the people that he is also very weak. So if anyone is weak and see St. Paul said, "I am a weak," he gave him the strength. He strengthened him. So one of the main points that we have to learn from St. Paul, be like all people, not to do what they are doing, I mean, but you understand that I have to not judge and I have to gain the people. When I'm talking to the people, I have to tell them, "I'm like you." That's why there is a lot of people, for example, when they talk to the unbelievers, the atheists, If I'm talking with them from my perspective only, they will not listen to me. And if I'm talking to the people, for example, that's why we will find the good servants and the good people who exactly know how to talk to everyone different. And what his needs, his tone is different, his language is different. I remember I met one of the priests in Egypt. He is serving like a people who are actually like all the time in bars and night, and he's serving these people. When he's talking, I met him when he was talking with these people. He was talking with different language at all. And when he gave a speech, for example, and he was talking to his people at a church, totally different. And I was shocked. I was expecting that his language should be the same. So I asked him, why you change this language? He said, I have to talk to these people in a different way. They will not accept God. I have to win. I remember the same verse. I became a weak for the weak to win all the people for God. This is St. Paul. He is St. Paul. And we are following the same steps of St. Paul. May God give us the opportunity in this feast to learn from this apostle who changed his life also to from one who is persecuting all the Christians to one who is preaching and fight for Christ. May God also give us this Holy Spirit that help us in these days and to support each other and to help each other too and to love each other. And glory be to God forever. Amen.
حقيقة نؤمن بإلان واحد الله الآب ضابط كل خالق السماء والأرض ما يرى وما لا يرى نؤمن برب واحد يسوع المسيح وحيد المولود الآب قبل كل دور نور من نور إله حق من إله حق مولود غير مخلوق مساوي الآب في الجوهر الذي به كان كل شيء هذا الذي مجانا نحن البشر من الخلاص نزل من السماء تدقسنا الروح القدس مريم عذراء تأنس وصلب عنا على عهد الباس البنت تألم وكبر وقام بين الأموات في اليوم السادس كما في القدس صعد إلى السماوات وجلس عن يمين أبي وأيضا يأتي في مجدي لينا أحياء ولما لا زال يسلم المقيم قضاء نعم نؤمن بالروح القدس الرب المحرم المبسط من الآب نسجد له كنيسة واحدة مقدسة جمع رصية مع معمودية واحدة المحكمة Tengoste balkhayt henti anastasis enten yerev mod nem bion hente bion esne yom
Schlein, eflogin son.
Ebe brozov kista site.
Es moerne pansi. Manifestation of your only begotten Son, our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ. You have filled the earth with the heavenly peace, by which the host of angels glorify you, saying, Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth and goodwill to all men.
Pray for the perfect peace, love, and the holy apostolic cases.
Lord, have mercy.
Bima sarratika, ya Allah, imla kulubana min salam. وطهرنا من كل دنس ومن كل غش ومن كل رياء ومن كل فعل خبيث ومن تذكار الشر الملبس واجعلنا مستعقين كلنا يا سيدنا أن نقبل بعضنا بعضا بقبلة مقدسة لكي ننال بغير وقوع في دينونة من موهبتك غير الميتة السمائية بالمسيح يسوع ربنا.
قبلوا بعضكم بعضا بقبلة مقدسة. يا رب ارحم، يا رب ارحم، يا رب ارحمنا. يا رب الذي هو يسوع المسيح ابن الله اسمعنا وارحمنا. تقدموا، تقدموا على الرسم، قفوا برعدة وإلى الشرق انظروا لانصير
بشفاعة والدة الإله القديسة ماريا. يا رب نعم لنا بما فرت خطايانا، نسجد لك أيها المسيح مع أبيك
Amen.
the Lord be with you all.
And with your spirit.
The heaven, the earth, the sea, and all that is there. The Father of our Lord God and Savior, Jesus Christ, by whom you have created all things visible and invisible, who sits upon the throne of his glory, and who is worshipped by all the holy powers.
You who are seated, stand up.
Before whom stand the angel, the angels, the principality, the authority, the throne, the dominions, and the powers.
And look towards the east.
And thou, الذي يقف حولك الشروبين الممتلئون أعيونا والسرافين ذو الستة الأجنحة يسبحون دائما بغير سكوت قائلين.
Let us attend.
الشروبين يسجدون
Sabaoth,
as-salam.
قدوس بالحقيقة والرب إلهنا الذي قبلنا خلقنا ووضعنا في فردوس النعيم وعندما خالفنا عصيتك بغواية الحية سقطنا من الحياة الأبدية نوفينا من فردوس النعيم لم تتركنا عنك أيضا إلى الانقضاء بل تعهدتنا دائما بأنبيائك القديسين وفي آخر الأيام ظهرت لنا نحن الجلوس والظلم ضلال الموت بابنك الوحيد ربنا وإلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح هذا الذي من الروح القدس ومن العدل القديس مريم salvation. He granted us the birth of Moni through water and spirit. He made us unto himself a congregation and sanctified us by your Holy Spirit. He loved his own one and all and gave himself up for our salvation. Unto death which reigned over us, whereby we were bound and sold on account of our sins, he descended into Hades through the cross.
Amen.
صعد إلى السماوات يوم الأسعى عن يمينك أيها الآب ورسم يوما للمجازات الذي يأتي فيه ليدين المسكون بالعدل ويعطيه كل واحد وواحد كان حقاً الذي للتقوى لأنه فيما ورث من أن يسلم نفسه للموت عن حياة العالم أنت دين خبزنا على يدي الطاهرتين لتين بالعيب ولا دنس طباهيتين المحيتين
نؤمن أن هذا هو بالحقيقة آمين
ونظر إلى الفوق نحو السماء لكي الله بانسد كل أحد وشكرا
آمين
وباركا
آمين
وقدسا
آمين
أعطاني تلاميذ القديسين ورسلاتنا المكرمين قائلا Take eat of it all of you for this is my body it shall be broken for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins do this in remembrance of me.
This is true. Amen.
كذلك أنسوا أيضا بعد العشاء مزجا من خمر وماء وشكرا.
آمين.
لتلاميذ القديسين ورسلاتنا المكرمين قائلا Take drink of it all of you for this is my blood of the new covenant which shall be shed for you and for many to be given for the remission of sins do this in remembrance of me.
This is also true.
Evolchim pai oik fai Awan teten su Evolchim pai afut fai Eritin ion shim pamu Eritin ir amono gin entarasta Aritin im pamedi shanti
Amen, amen, amen Ton sana ton so kire ye kata ye lomen ke tinage en so
نصنع ذكرى الهي المقدسة كما أنت من الأموات صعودي إلى السماء تجلس عن يمينك أيها الأب وظهور الثاني الآتي من السماوات المخوف المملوء مجدا نقربك قرابينك من الذي لك أنا كل حال ومن أجل كل حال وفي كل حال
اسجدوا لله بخوف ورعدات
نسبحك نباركك نخدمك يا رب ونسجد لك
بروسكو
كمان انت في عين فنسومة افقوا وبنطا
تينا
امين باي افض ديونا نسنو في فتايوت انت انت دي انسيكي امبيري the remission of sins and eternal life to those who partake of him.
To the body of your holy name, to perfection of our soul, our body, one and spirit, may we may come one body, one spirit, and may have a shared inheritance with all the saints who have risen again. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your one, only holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church.
Pray for the peace of the one, holy Catholic and Apostolic Orthodox Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
Which you have acquired into yourself to the precious blood of your Christ, keep her in peace with all their thoughts, Bishop Sir, and her from what remember, O Lord, our blessed and honored Father, the Archbishop Baba Amadro II, and his partner, in the leisure of our Father, the Bishop, and Babu Lois.
For our High Priest, Papa Amadro II, Pope and Patriarch and Archbishop of the great city of Alexandria, and his partner in the Holy Service, Papa Paulus, our bishop, and all our Orthodox bishops.
Lord have mercy.
And those who rightly define the word of truth with him, grant them into your holy chair to shepherd flock in peace. Remember, O Lord, the Orthodox Higumen, priests and deacons.
Pray for the Higumen, priests, deacons, subdeacons, and the seven orders of the Church of God.
Lord, have mercy.
وكل الخدام وكل الذين في البتولية وطهارة كل شعبك المؤمن اذكر يا رب أن ترحمنا كلنا ما آمان
ارحمنا يا الله
Remember all the safety of this place which is yours in every place and every monastery of our Lord Fathers.
Pray for the salvation of the world and the city of ours and of all city districts, islands, and monasteries.
Lord have mercy.
And those who dwell there in God's favor, gracious Lord, O Lord, the earth of the heaven, the fruit of the earth, the water of the river, the sea, the herbs, and the plant of the field this year, plant them.
Pray. for the air of them and the fruits of the earth, the rising of the waters of the rivers, the seas, the herbs and the plants of field. Thy Christ our God, we bless them, bring them to perfection, peace without harm, and have compassion on us, creation which his hands have made, and forgive us our sins.
Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy, Lord have mercy.
Them to their measure according to grain, give joy to the face of the earth. May for be a manly water, and sweet fruit be plentiful. Prepare it for sow and harvesting. Manage our life as the infant. Blend the corn of the ear with your goodness, for the sake of the poor of your people, the with the orphan. The travel of the stranger, for the sake of us all who entreat you and seek your holy name. لِأَنَّ أَعْيُنَ الْكُلِّ تَتَرَكَ لَنَّكَ أَنْتَ الَّذِي تَعْطِيهِمْ طَعَامًا فِي كُلِّ حِينٍ حَسَنًا إِصْنَعْ مَعَنَا حَسَبْ صَلَاحِكَ يَا مُعْطِيًا طَعَامًا لِكُلِّ ذِي جَسَدٍ املا قلوبنا فرحا ونعيما لكي نحن ايضا اذ يكون لنا الكفاف في كل شيء كل حين نزداد في كل عمل صالح Remember, O Lord, those who have brought us this gift, those on whom we have been brought, and those by whom we have been brought. Give them all the heavenly reward.
Pray for these holy and precious gifts, our sacrifices, and those who have brought.
Lord, have mercy.
This, O Lord, the command of your only begotten Son, and we share a commemoration of you, our saints. Graciously accord, O Lord, to remember all the saints who have blessed you since the beginning. Our Holy Father, the Patriarch, the Prophet, the Apostle, the Bishop, the Evangelist, the Martyrs, the Confessor, and all the Spirit of the righteous consummated in the faith, most of all the pure, full of glory, ever virgin, Holy Theotokos, Saint Mary, who truly gave birth to God, the Logos, and Saint John, the former baptism martyr, and Stephen, our deacon, and the poor martyr, the beholder of God, Saint Mark, the evangelist, the apostle, and martyr, the patriarch, and Severus, our teacher of these schools, Saint Ignatius the Apostolic, Saint Peter, Holy Martyr and High Priest, Saint John Chrysostom, Saint Theodosius, Saint Theophilus, Saint Demetrius, Saint Cyril, Saint Basil, Saint Gregory the Legion, Saint Gregory the Wonder Worker, Saint Gregory the Armenian. The 318 in the Nicaea, the 150 and the 200 and Ephesus. Nimpeniotin ziki os, penishti av Antonios, nimpis mi av Pavli, nimpis omtis oav av Makari, nem ne shire tiro en estavrovo orums, nem peniot ava yane bi romenos, nem peniot ava pisho en pimis mi promente leios pimere de benson siren ansums. Nempenyot baba va kirin los pi masu من بنيوت عرش زياكن حبيب جيرجس وكل مصاف قديسيك هؤلاء الذين بسؤالاتهم وطلباتهم ارحمنا كلنا معا وانقذنا من أجل اسمك القدوس الذي دعى علينا
القارئون فليكونوا أسماء بين البطارق القديسين الذين ركضوا الرب ينيح نفوسهم أجمعين ويغفر لنا خطايانا
بركاتهم المقدسة فلتكن معنا آمين المجد لك يا
يا رب الذين ذكرنا اسماءهم والذين لم نذكرهم الذين في العدل منا والذين ليسوا في فكرنا الذين ركضوا وتنيعوا في الايمان بالمسيح تفضل يا رب اذكر انفس عبيدك صبحي سيدروس نشط حنا جرجس صادي وهيب يوسف فايزا اللين رفع ادناك وجيع الملك سراي صموئيل عبد المسيح وابريال منير فتح الله إبرين عبد المسيح ناجي مصيفك صموئيل تفضل يا ربنا نفوسهم جميعا في أحضان أبائنا القديسين إبراهيم وإسحاق ويعقوب علهم في موضع خضرة على ما راح في فردوس النعيم الموضع الذي هرب منه الحزن والكآب وأنت نهد في نور قديسين
يا رب ارحم
taking repose in the paradise of joy, in the region of the living forever, in the heavenly Jerusalem, in the place. And we too who are sojourners in this place, keep us in your faith and grant us your peace unto the end.
As it was and shall be, it is from all the ages of the earth.
واهدنا يا رب إلى ملكوتك لكي بهذا كما أيضا في كل شيء يتمجد ويتبارك ويرتفع اسمك العظيم القدوس في كل شيء كريم ومبارك مع يسوع المسيح ابنك الحبيب والروح القدوس السلام لجميعكم
نشكر الله ضابط الكل أبا ربنا إلهنا مخلصنا يسوع المسيح بأنه جعلنا أهلا الآن أن نقف في هذا الموضع المقدس ونرفع أيدينا إلى فوق ونخدم اسمه العظيم القدوس وأيضا الآن فلنسأله أن يجعلنا مستحقين لشركة إصعاد أسرار الإلهية غير المائتة اسمه في الطيور
نمك اسمه في الطيور
انت في خريستوس انجي في بندو كراتور شو ينسبنوتي
آمين آمين بروسفك
أحكامك عن الفحص وطرقك عن الاستقصاء كما علت السماوات عن الأرض كذلك أيضا علت أفكارك عن أفكار بني البشر وطرقك عن طرقهم إذ أخفيت هذه عن الحكماء والفقماء وأعلنتها للأطفال الصغار نعم أيها الآب هكذا قد صارت المسرة أمامك اخترت جغلاء العالم لتخزي بهم الحكماء واخترت ضعفاء العالم لتخزي بهم الأقوياء اخترت بطرس هذا الذي كان صيادا للسمك فصيرته صيادا للناس إذ قلت له أنت بطرس وعلى هذه الصخرة أبني كنيستي وأبواب الجحيم لن تقوى عليها And when you ask your pure apostles, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? He cried and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Savior of the whole world. Blessed are you, Peter, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but the Spirit of God who is dwelling in you. He who denied you before a servant girl witnessed to you before kings and rulers.
Ye eleison, Kyrie eleison. Lord, have mercy.
سعد الذي ظل طاردا زمانا طويلا صيرته إناء مختارا يحمل اسمك القدوس فيما وذاهب إلى دمشق ليقبض على المسيحيين يعذبهم بغتة أشرق حوله نور من السماء وسمع صوتا من السماء قائلا له شاول شاول لماذا تضطهدني صعب عليك أن ترفس مناخس لسان عطرها هذا الذي كرز وبشر وعلم أسس كنيستك المقدسة وفي آخر الكل أنعمت على رسولك بطرس وبولس بما لم تر عين ولم تسمع به أذن وما لم يخطر على قلب بشر فاستشهد بطرس منكسا راسي وبولس بحد السيف ونالا كلاهما إكليلا رسوليا إكليل الشهادة. Granted your apostles these abundant graces, may you grant us, we the sinners, forgiveness of sins, trespasses, and transgressions, so that we may thankfully call you saying, Our Father.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth. Give us the day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. In Christ Jesus, who is the Lord, the kingdom come.
In Christ Jesus, our
for you.
pansin
dom dermati
يا رب سلام كنيستك الواحد الوحيد المقدس الجامع المسيح سكور بريس كانت بابا بتود السين شريك في خدمة الرسول يوم بقول
أريان في مذهب شوين سن جنتو تيس ماينو
ستي سمين الاستحق كان مروك نانس دو خلف الله آمين
كريا ليسون كريا ليسون كريا ليسون
خانجين تين سانجين سلوين تونس كريا سوس خريستون سيون تيون سيانس مسلم نعم آمين
إيسو پناجيوس مذير إيسو پناجيوس يوس انتو پناجيون ابن ما
آمين يوريني I believe سلم على خجم الصليب المقدس بإرادته وعد عنا كلنا حقيقة أؤمن إن لاهوتا لم ينفارق لاسوتا لحظة واحدة ولا ترفتين يعطى عنا خلاصا وفرانا من خطايا حياة أبدية لكل من يتناول منه أؤمن 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 أن هذا بالحقيقة أمين
Amen, amen, amen. I believe that this is so in truth, amen. اطلبوا عنا وعن كل المسيحيين الذين قالوا لنا من أجلهم أن نذكرهم في بيت الرب سلام ومحبة ربنا يسوع المسيح فلتكن مع جميعكم رتلوا بنشيد قائلين الليلويا صلوا من أجل التناول باستحقاق من هذه الأسرار المقدسة الطاهرة السمائية يا رب ارحم
Amen.
Blessed
is he who comes in the name of the Lord.
Christos epshire,
لك هذه الذبيحة الطاهرة التي تسبح اليوم إلى العلو. كلنا أمام الله
خير. الحمد لله في العهد وعبد السلام في ناس المصر. أمين الليلو يا زوك سابتريك كي أقيم نعماتي كي نكاين كريستوسي ونستوني ونونا تنعوشي باي باي مجري وبشوي سيساس استوت زموني ويجد بزموني موهم بيارو زموني سيتين مني سماري بكناين امتكيريني وين سبتم بكلا سوتي امون ونينان كيري ليسوم كيري ليسوم Kyrie plogeton amin es moero esti metania koni evo kombi esmo
Smo pia Christos benuti Ya malik al-salam atina salama qarr lana salama kuafir lana khtayana laka al-kun mag Laka al-baraka wa al-izz al-abad amin ya abana al-ladhi fi al-samawayat أمين. إن شاء الله بكرة بالليل الساعة 7:30 عيد القديس العظيم الأنبا شنود رئيس المتوحدين العشية الساعة 7:30 وقداس يوم الثلاثة إن شاء الله من 8-10 قداس عيد الأنبا شنود رئيس المتوحدين يوم الثلاث بالليل 7:30 في عشية للقديسين الأنبا بشوي حبيب مخلصنا الصالح والأنبا كراس والقداس قدس أبونا هيصليه كالعادة يوم الأربع من 5:30-7:30 يعني عندنا عشيتين الأسبوع ده الاثنين والثلاث غير اجتماع الصلاة مش بتسجلوا ليه في اجتماع الصلاة عايزين تصلوا من البيت كنيسة فتح بدل ما تصلي من البيت تعالى صلي معنا هنا وإحنا فتحنا مش كده صموئيل مش فتحتوا الجدول فتحوا الجدول يوم الاثنين ويوم الثلاث ويوم الاربع للي يحب يسجل وايضا العشاء القداس بتاع انبا شنوده يوم الثلاث من 8-10 كل سنه وانتم طيبين بعيد الرسل الاطهار بركه القديسين بطرس وبولس تكون معنا امين محبه الله الاب ضابط كل نعمه ابن الوحيد ربنا اورانا كريستوس المسيح شركه وموهبه وعطيه الكنز تكون مع جميعكم دون فيكم امضوا بالسلام سلام الرب يكون معكم جروسري مفتوح تحت دلوقتي للي عايز انجلت بتقول لو سمحتوا كالعادة كالعادة هنا لقمة البركة اللي ياخد من الناحية دي لقمة البركة على الباب ويطلع من الباب ده المجموعة دي تاخد من هنا والجنب ده ياخد من هنا لقمة البركة ويطلع من الباب ده على طول واللي عايز ينزل تحت ياخد حاجة من الجروسري الجروسري مفتوح دلوقتي
Please, as you take the blessing, proceed right away to the car so there's no closeness between you. Please leave a gap as you leave. Thank you.